Unit 7, page 141. Reading. Spare the rod and spoil the child?
Physical punishment, even for the slightest misbehavior, has been used by teachers in different countries as an educational tool for many years. It is defined as any punishment in which physical force is used and intended to cause some pain or discomfort, however light. This form of punishment is intentional and involves hitting students. In the Victorian era, teachers in Britain were given parental rights, which allowed them to physically punish students. As a result, teachers were responsible for both the educational and moral well-being of the students. Parents in the Victorian era considered their children disobedient and lazy. They believed that allowing teachers to use physical punishment was an excellent way to fight this. Parents expected corporal punishment to achieve three main goals. First, to ensure that students would behave according to accepted social norms. Second, to prevent stubborn behavior that was seen as a symptom of improper behavior. And last, to encourage learning. Since then, Britain has banned physical punishment, so today things are very different. In America, however, spanking in schools is still practiced. Corporal punishment is allowed by law in 19 states. According to reports, about 200,000 American students a year need medical treatment as a result of corporal punishment. Mark Echo, a fashion designer who wishes teachers didn't use such methods, is among those who are trying to put a stop to this. He started a campaign called Unlimited Justice, asking people to send emails, faxes, or even call lawmakers to persuade them to reconsider and make physical punishment illegal. On the other hand, not everyone agrees with Echo. Opponents say spanking is a matter of tradition, and what worked once still works today. They believe that sparing the rod leads to spoiling the child. They claim that sending students to the principal or threatening them with suspension is ineffective. They add that one rotten apple is enough to ruin a whole class, making the other students pay a price for something they have not done. Other supporters of corporal punishment stress that this punishment, when given immediately, allows the students to return to class, thus solving the problem of missing school days when they are suspended. No one really knows how this will end, but one thing should be considered. How can we expect children not to use violence if they are punished violently by those who demand that they behave properly?